So, jinx, jinx. No tags. Okay. No, no.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You owe me a Coke.
I hate Coke.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Welcome to a Lucy Goosey bonus.
Happy Friday, Kathleen.
Oh, happy Friday, Bethany.
You're sitting on the floor in your brother's apartment in San Diego. So how are things?
You know what? I had to kick my brother out of the room because I was worried about the sound quality of this podcast, like echoing in his mostly empty living room.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting crisscross applesauce on the floor in his dark bedroom, and I don't mind it. It's comforting. I feel like I'm in a secret club. I'm in a closet. I'm whispering to my friend.
I know you and I were talking before we started recording that we maybe need to pull a Dax Shepard and just start sitting in our armchairs with our microphones pulled over to us so that we're way more comfortable when we record.
Okay, so there are two types of teachers. There's the type of teacher who's really nervous, and you can tell that they're nervous and they're always fidgeting and they try to be hyper prepared, but they're never prepared as much as they need to be. And then there's the other teacher who comes in 15 minutes late, maybe still hungover / drunk, sits on the floor and is like, so kids, what you want to talk about today?
Yeah. Flips the chair around. Is like, hey, fellow teens, let's talk about drugs. Here's how to get them and where to find them.
We're the first teacher.
So Kathleen, I need to talk to you because Dennis is coming over in just a few minutes. Yeah. And I made a really strong choice about something I purchased. And he is not going to react well to it now.
Are you talking about purchasing your new hair color? Because that, my friend, is bombshell. Wow, wow.
Thank you. No, I'm not talking about the hair color. I did go back to blonde because all of my like acting demo materials, I'm blonde and everything. So I just have to keep it consistent.
Yeah.
But no, I bought, okay. I decided I was sick of not being able to... There's so many things I'm trying to be able to do physically, like,
oh my God,
like invert, you know, like flip upside down. And like, it's really hard to only be able to practice it once a week at my aerial gym.
Did you buy a stripper pole?
No, bigger and more bulky and about 60 pounds heavier.
No.
I bought a freestanding chin-up bar.
What?
Which is... can extend to up to 15 feet high and weighs about 65 pounds and takes up my living room.
That's so cool.
I love it so much. So it was designed by like the world champion pull-upper.
Oh.
And so he is, one of the things is like your toes won't touch the ground with this.
Is that kind of like how the world champion hot dog eater makes his own ketchup, like Joey Chestnut?
Yeah. It's exactly that. It's like, you know, you like branding, you know?
Hot dogs.
And also it's, part of it is that like, I think trapeze performers can train on this. And so one of the selling points is that it's got a wide enough base that if you swing really hard back and forth on the bar, it's not going to tip over because the base is so wide. Like the A is a very wide, fat A.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, Bethany. I'm so happy.
Thank you. But where is it going to live? I'm going to show you a picture right now, Kathleen. I'm going to hold it up to Skype. This is a picture of it in my living room. Please hold.
You know what? Just buy Dennis a hammock and you tell him that's where he's sleeping from now on. Oh my God, it's huge. It's gorgeous. But yeah, it's just some poles. It's giant. Oh, it touches the ceiling almost.
No, it touches the ceiling. Like it's taller than the doorway that I built it in. Yeah.
I think that it's fine. First of all, Dennis doesn't live in your apartment, so he needs to deal.
Exactly. That is one thing. It's like he doesn't get to have a say because he doesn't live here.
That's so cool, Bethany. But what are your land people going to say when they come up and see it?
Well, that's the other thing is it's like now it's this big secret. I really wasn't thinking very straight when I bought it because I just saw that it was like you can fold it up and store it. And that's all I saw. Yeah. What I didn't realize is that when they say that, they mean you can fold it up and store it when you move to the next circus location. It's not like it's super easy to pull out from under your bed and put up. It's like, oh, no, the roadies are able to take it down one day. So it's just this giant thing that I hope my landlords never have to see because I don't think they would approve of me having basically the frame of a circus tent in my living room.
It's like when people in the summer, they're like, oh,
I don't have a subscription to a pool. I have no friends with a pool. Fuck it. I'm just going to put one in my house.
And yeah, it's not a good idea to do things when you're frustrated that you're not able to do things. You're like, oh, man, I'm so frustrated that I have to keep my feet on the ground, yet I'm trying to reach for the stars. I'm going to get a jetpack.
Years
ago. And now you're a dude with a jetpack.
Yeah, and people are writing about you jetpacking around off the coast of Santa Monica or something.
Yeah, right.
Years ago, I threatened Neil that I was going to buy one of those giant cat wheels. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, they're so...
Cat wheels that they can run on.
Yeah, they're like hamster wheels, but so much. They're like the size of an entertainment console.
They're so big. And I feel like
they're so big.
You purchasing this trapeze contraption is kind of like the same thing. Had I lived alone, I 100% would have gotten that giant cat wheel.
Oh, 100%. The funny thing is when you see people who have them, like not the sales videos, but the videos of the people who are like posting video reviews.
Yeah.
Their houses are always trashed.
So yeah. I always think about that when you're watching the news and they're in someone's house and they're interviewing them and there's just shit everywhere. I'm like, the camera doesn't really have that wide of a lens. So just clear off what the camera can see. So like your couch doesn't have your bras on it. Come on.
That's one of my favorite things about watching Ghostie Boys is that when they do interviews with people who have seen the ghosts, they're always wearing their nicest, awful t-shirt. It's like, hey, did you knew you were going to be interviewed? Could you put on some type of button down?
But speaking of ghosts, there is a show on Apple TV that you and Dennis, Bethany, need. You can binge it in a day. Need to watch this weekend.
I don't have Apple TV. Is it worth getting? Can I get a sample?
Well, yes. I think you get a 7-free day trial if you sign up.
Oh, great.
But also, it's like $4.95 a month, and then you can cancel right from your phone. So it's like what you would pay to rent a movie, you know?
Oh, okay. That's fair. Yeah, that makes sense.
Lissy's story.
Ooh, who's Lissy and what's going on with her?
It's based off of a Stephen King novel, I believe of the same name. Stephen King says that this might be his favorite book that he's ever written. Julianne Moore stars in it, and it is so good, Bethany. It's really trippy. It's really weird. Except I think it's like sort of based off of Stephen King's life, and the author, the male author that he portrays in the story, is like so famous.
Okay. Yeah, Stephen King likes to write stories about writers.
Yeah.
Let's see. Lissy's story.
There's a nod to The Shining in it. There's a nod to some of his other bigger books. It's like really good.
So let's see. It was written in 2006.
Yeah.
Wikipedia says the genesis for Lissy's story was an incident in 2003 when King came down with double pneumonia. While he was in the hospital, his wife Tabitha decided to redesign his studio. Coming home from the hospital and seeing his books and belongings in boxes, King saw an image of what his studio would look like after his death.
Yes. Well, first of all, who decides to just redesign a room for your loved one while they're maybe dying in the hospital?
I know. And especially when it's a creative profession where your space of creating, you've made it the way you need it. Like, I don't know, if I came home and someone had moved my chin up, my freestanding chin up bar, everything would be, I'd be at sixes and sevens.
Yeah, what would you do if you went to the hospital for an extended period of time and you came back and your mom and your sister had just rearranged and redecorated your whole apartment?
I'd probably be grateful, frankly, because I have a lot of crap I really can't part with. But there would be a portion of me that was very upset and would hold that grudge for a long time.
Tabitha King has some balls on her, because I would not have the balls to do that to Stephen King.
She does have a pair. But I will say, too, she probably puts up with a lot. Yeah. Like writers, the writer is a solitary profession, you know?
Do you think he wakes up in the middle of the night and he's like, oh my God, Tabitha, wake up. I have a really good idea.
Yeah. I have a great idea. At the end of it, I'm going to have all the little boys have group sex with the one little girl. And that's how they're going to defeat the clown. And Tabitha's like, no. But he's like, yeah, but no. Wait, it's going to be awesome.
Nope. Go back to sleep. It's not happening.
I'm glad they changed that for the movie. Because
yeah, me too.
That was just not. That was weird.
By the way, we can't do this podcast without mentioning your, I can't stop staring at your face. Your hair is so beautiful.
Kathleen, it is white. I'm shocked how white it is.
It's white blonde.
I have not seen myself in a mirror.
Yeah.
Really, since like December. Because December of last year was really when my my blonde grew out and it was mostly my natural, like, dark blonde. And I stopped recognizing myself in the mirror. And I, like, just, I didn't realize what an effect it took on me until I got the blonde back. And I was like, oh, there I am.
Yes.
Oh, I see myself again. Like,
there's the girl I know.
Yeah. Like, I think natural is great, except for somehow my hair color was messed. My natural hair color is wrong. It's just wrong.
You know what? You're not the only person that feels that way. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how mad would you be if I went, we have the same hair color as hairstylist Dina.
Yeah.
How mad would you be if I went to Dina and was like, give me the Bethany?
I would not be mad at all. I would not be mad at all. No, that'd be great.
So I once asked a friend for the name and number of her hair colorist because I was like, oh, mine is too expensive. I just can't afford it anymore. Your hair looks great. And then I got there and the stylist is like, oh, so you're friends with so-and-so. I was like, oh, yeah. They're like, oh, do you want me to give you highlights just like so-and-so? I'm like, no, I think I want to go like a little thinner. And then a few days later, that girl sent me a text message and she's like, ugh, Kathleen is so trying to be me. I just got a message from my stylist and she's like, she said that Kathleen said, make me look exactly like so-and-so.
That stylist is a liar.
I mean, Bethany, it's just,
that's,
yeah. Anyway, that's what I have to ask you before I go and ask for the Bethany at Dina's.
You can absolutely go and ask for the Bethany. She would be happy to do it. As she called it, it's a wet balayage. She's like, we're just going to do a wet balayage. And I'm like, that sounds equal parts disgusting and exactly what I need.
It sounds like a room with wet toilet paper stuck to the walls.
It does. Or it sounds like, you know, when you go on Craigslist looking for like waterworks or water sports.
No.
But that's not really what you're looking for.
No, no, don't know. I know. I've never gone on Craigslist looking for water sports.
Do you know what that means?
No.
Do you want to guess? What do you think water sports is a euphemism for?
Oh, is it sex stuff?
It's something to do with sex. What kind of sex kink do you think water sports or waterworks is?
Ew.
Wet works.
Do you pee on somebody?
Yeah, it's pee play. It's a urine games.
Oh, ew. is that an Olympic sport yet?
No, I don't think so. But like, I think they're close. The opening ceremonies was this morning. Did you watch?
No.
Yeah, no, me either. Mm-mm. Yeah.
I don't love shorts. They make me feel, and this is so silly, but they make me feel self-conscious. Sometimes I really feel like shorts were not made for me until I met Title IX Shorts. They're this amazing company. They make all sorts of clothing for adventures. And I wore my Title IX shorts to the beach this weekend because I accidentally packed my cheeky bathing suit. And it's like kind of weird to wear in front of your family. And so I wore my Title IX shorts into the ocean. I felt like 2.5 milliseconds later, they were dry.
I am not someone who has a lot of activewear because I don't do a lot of very active things. I'm not like clambering up rocks. So I was shocked when I fell in love with their Clamberista shorts. Like, I don't know about you, my thighs touch each other.
Yeah.
So when I wear short shorts, by the time I've walked 2 steps, they're now underwear shorts. But these shorts are the perfect length.
Yeah.
It's still short enough that they look like cute short shorts, but it's long enough that they don't run up your legs.
They're made out of this like really super stretchy abrasion resistant fabric, and they have this really nice wide comfy waistband and a ton of pockets, so I didn't feel like they were cutting me off. I kind of felt like a badass adventurer in these shorts.
They're easily the most comfortable shorts I've ever worn. Laura Croft would wear these shorts, and I can wear these shorts.
Title IX designs and sells performance outdoor gear and apparel for women on the move. Women like us, Bethany.
Yeah, I'm always on the move from one AC to the next.
Women who are busy chasing waves, chasing toddlers, and always chasing their next adventure.
Title IX gear and apparel is built to perform and made to last. They have innovative swim pieces, bottoms that actually fit, and every product is designed for women seeking out their next adventure.
Go on a hike or, you know, take over the world, right, in your Clamberista shorts. So right now, gentle listeners, Title IX is offering you $10 off and free shipping on orders over $100 when you visit title9.com/taste.
Again, go to title9.com/taste for $10 off and free shipping on your order over $100.
That's title, TITLENINE.com/taste for shorts that are going to make you feel like you can take over the world. I have a game.
Yay, I'm excited. Let's play a game.
This is from Instagram. It's called the Canceling Plan Excuse Generator.
Oh, yes.
This is how you cancel plans. It's a three-part excuse. Because I will say this. You know that someone is lying when they have like this really elaborate reason for something.
There's details, which means it's true.
Like I became a member. Oh, my God. I'm going to go to jail for saying this. I became a member at the San Diego Zoo. And you're only supposed to be a member if you live in San Diego.
Okay.
And I faked it. I used my brother's address because...
I mean, I think the zoo is happy for your support.
If I go twice, then I've already paid for my membership.
Amazing.
So anyway, I was like walking up to go through the zoo and I had Neil with me and then he gets like a 35% off coupon or something. And I was like, okay, this is my story. I just moved here and my license hasn't been changed yet, but we're a military family and that's why my zip code isn't. I was just making up the most ridiculous shit.
Did they care? Did they ask you for your story?
No, not even one bit. And so,
yeah,
if you're trying to cancel plans with somebody, this is the equation. The canceling plans excuse generator.
Okay.
You need an intro.
Okay. Hello, I am Bethany.
Yes. You need a scapegoat.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, your nephew or the Pope or somebody.
My dumb family.
Yeah. And then you need to choose a delay. Like, I don't know, stabbed me, gave me syphilis.
Great. Okay. Do you have one?
Let's see. My mom's neighbor.
You need to have an introduction.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Okay. I can't attend your party because my mom's neighbor is dying from, what's that disease when you don't eat enough oranges?
Scurvy.
Scurvy. I can't attend because my mom's neighbor is dying of scurvy.
Are you, oh my God, now I'm your friend. Okay. So in this, now I'll be playing the role of your friend.
Okay.
Next time you hear me, I'm going to be your friend. Okay.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, Kathleen, did you know the neighbor well?
No, but I can't come to your party. I'm so sorry.
Are you involved in the funeral arrangements of the neighbor you didn't know?
This is the part where I stop responding to the text message. I just...
You panic and then dump out.
Okay, Bethany, your turn.
Okay. So it starts with an introduction. Hello, Kathleen.
No. Okay. Yeah, I guess that's a good intro. Okay.
Well, what do they suggest as an introduction?
An introduction would be like, I can't go because, or like, hey, get this, or please forgive my absence.
Okay. I like, hey, get this, because it sounds really casual. Hey, Kathleen, I am Bethany. Get this. And then you see the three dots because now I'm typing more. Get this. My dumb family gave me syphilis.
How dare they?
I know.
And also, how?
So I can't come to your party.
Okay, this is the part where I don't ask any questions because I'm concerned that you're having sex with your family members.
Oh, crap. I didn't even think about that. Crap. Wait, erase. Hey, Kathleen, I am Bethany. Get this.
Oh, got
it. Send.
Okay.
Three dots. My dumb family stabbed me in the back. Send.
Oh my God, are you bleeding or is it like theoretical?
...
Yeah.
Literally. And then I Google image a pool of blood and I send it to you and I go, actual footage of me, RN, right now.
And I say, oh my God, Bethany, do not worry. My engagement party at the melting pot is not that big of a deal.
And then I'll go, OMG, so sorry. But then I'm going to go like, I'll be fine though, lol. So you know that I'm not dying and you don't try to come to a hospital. But here's the problem with that. Now you need to actually have some sort of scar.
Oh, you know what I saw? I saw on the internet that you can get tattoos that look like scars. You put them on parts of your body and then you go in and use nail polish remover to erase that really defined plasticky look where the tattoo ends and your skin begins.
Why do they say, what's this for? What should you use this for?
I guess when you're freaking people out, or maybe it's like, I can't attend your birthday party. Look at this huge scar on my forehead. I smashed my head open because my family gave me syphilis. And then you send a picture of your actual face.
So I'm looking up getliterary.com.
Okay.
This is by Saima Haig on December 17th. Seven excuses I've made to cancel plans and keep reading. Book nerds, am I right? Excuse number one, my insert family member just texted me and said they are in town for the night. I have to go meet them. So annoying. That's a good one.
That is a good one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was living with my sister for a period of time and she had to cancel plans. I don't remember why,
yeah,
but she had to lie to cancel plans. And I was like, let's just pretend I'm having a mental breakdown upstairs. And so she called and I just was like dry heaving in the background so that she could cancel plans.
You know what? My favorite is, I'm so sorry. I couldn't come. I ate bad mahi-mahi.
That's a good one.
And that's where people just stop asking questions. They don't want to know about the mahi-mahi incident.
Yeah. Mahi-mahi and getting your period. People just don't know. Excuse number two, my boss just moved up the deadline on my project, so I got to work late today to finish it. That's a really good one, too. No one likes their boss.
Ooh, let me try. Please forgive my absence. My Tinder date posted my nudes on Instagram.
Oh, no. Big emergency.
That's actually a really big emergency.
But then can't they just like search for you on Instagram and they won't see your nudes? That's the thing. It's like if it's social media, you have to be so careful because there's either evidence or there's no evidence.
Get this. The Pope just shit in my bed. No? Yeah. No.
What happened, Kathleen?
You know what? The shit in my bed excuse? That's brilliant.
But the Pope?
Okay, I don't know.
Come up with a story. How did the Pope shit in your bed?
Okay, Bethany, well, the Pope is visiting Hoboken, New Jersey from the Vatican because Hoboken is a town where he would feel comfortable because it's basically comprised of all old Italian people. So
right. He
was like, oh, I'm going to get some of that good gravy and mutz over at Fiore's Deli. And then the Pope was like, oh my God, I haven't eaten dairy this decadent in ages. And it doesn't matter that I live in Italy, the cheese in Hoboken, New Jersey is better.
High quality mutz.
On his way back to the ferry to get back to New York City, he passed by my apartment and I was like, oh, the Pope, I recognize you. Your picture's on my mom's fridge. And I'm like, you look like you need to use the bathroom because you're squeezing your legs and holding your anus in your hand.
He's doing that slow walk in his long white gown, like from Bridesmaids, where Maya Rudolph is slowly squatting in the wedding dress.
And I was just, come on, Pope, come up the stairs. I really like your progressive views on the gays. Thanks for that. Also birth control. And then I'm like, the bathroom is just down that way. And I point him down the hall and he gets so confused that he takes a shit on my Casper mattress. And that is a sin.
Wow, Kathleen. I see why you're canceling our plans.
Yeah. I mean, really, anyone shitting in your bed is a really good excuse. My cat shit in my bed. Yep. My dad shit in my bed. My friend, my husband shit in my bed.
Yep.
Then that's big problems.
Yeah. I shit in my bed. You know, like I got real confused and then I got scared all of a sudden. I heard a crash and I just shit in my bed. I'm sorry. I double booked plans tonight. Can we meet later this week instead? Now, here's the problem with that. That one's great.
It's very polite.
But you are then beholden to still meeting up.
And also, you're the one that didn't get the preference for the double booking.
Yeah, that one's actually really hurtful. Number four, illness. Yeah. No one's going to call you out on illness.
Yeah.
Number five, pretty much any transportation issue. My car broke down. Can you believe it? The subway line is experiencing major delays. Uber is surging. I can't pay money. The snow's coming down.
You know, also I just thought of, because I have to tell you about this really weird coffee shop experience I had last weekend. Something that's very likely to happen, at least for me. I go into a coffee shop, I order a latte, I want oat milk.
Sure. It's delicious. It's got a little sweetness to it.
I could just say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I got a latte this morning and I think the oat milk was sour. My stomach is killing me. I can't come.
I shit my bed.
I shit my bed.
And then, so, you know, you can combine two in one. You can Venn diagram that excuse.
I have to tell you the most California thing ever.
What's that? Are you California sober like Demi Lovato?
Something like that. No, I have not been sober. Trust me. Trust me. I'm spending 2 weeks with my brother. No. Anyway. We went to a coffee shop at 9:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
There was a DJ.
Shut your whore mouth.
Bethany, there was a DJ. And I was sitting there like drinking my latte on the patio. And it's like one of these buildings where all the windows open up. So inside is outside and outside is inside.
Yeah, like it used to be a garage.
Yeah. I'm bopping my head. I'm like drinking my latte. And my brother is also bopping his head, drinking his latte.
He can't bop his head. He's in the military. Isn't he supposed to be serious?
He was incognito wearing a hat and sunglasses.
Whoa.
And Neil is like, I can't stay here.
What kind of music was the DJ playing? Wiki.
It wasn't like booty clap on the dance floor at the club, but yeah, it was kind of like Sunday morning vibes, but still like a touch too insy.
Like an insy Jason Mraz.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like, yeah. Lucky yeah. I'm in love with my best friend. Wiki. Yeah. Okay.
But like, does it up in, what's that banana pancake song? How does that go?
I don't know that song.
Dun, da, 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 da. Sipping, oh, come on, you know banana pancakes.
I don't. I was literally talking to Dina yesterday at the salon. Every song she played, I was like, is this a new song? I don't know music anymore. She's like, no, this is from Lady Gaga 14 years ago.
It was Jack Johnson, banana pancakes.
How does it go?
Bethany, this is the most chill song ever. And when I was in college, I was like, oh, one day I'm going to wake up and I'm going to have a relationship just like this. You know this song, right?
No.
You're waking up. Can't you see that it's just raining? It's raining outside. You want to stay inside. There ain't no need
to go outside. He's so chill. But baby, you
hardly even know. When I try to show. Okay, the banana pancakes song. Prayers coming up. Doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early. Maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes. The weekend, yeah. He's banana pancakes. They're making banana pancakes.
I need to listen to more Jack Johnson. I am far too stressed and like,
yeah,
he's so chill. He makes me feel like it's all going to be okay. Like, it's fine that I have a 13-foot freestanding chin up bar in my living room obstructing the view of the TV. That's cool, baby.
He's going to make you banana pancakes.
That's great. That's great as long as they're gluten-free because I'm trying to figure out my stomach issues, baby.
Neil told me the craziest story, Bethany.
Does it involve being chill and awesome? Because that's where I'm at.
Yes. He was 17 years old. He was in New York City in Central Park at Summer Stage before it was even called Summer Stage. He was there to see, I don't know, but Jack Johnson was opening for that person. And he heard the first ever performance of banana pancakes.
Oh man, that's like making history.
What is the one story that you can say you were there when it happened?
Oh God. Oh, that's a really good question.
I'm trying to think if I even have one.
I think I was present during the first ever dropping grilled cheese sandwiches from the sky as a form of delivery.
What?
When I first moved to New York, I was like, I'm going to be part of all the quirky New York things. And there was this company that was going to deliver grilled cheese sandwiches mm-hmm. by dropping them from the sky in little parachutes.
What?
And so you ordered it online ahead of time on like the date. And then you showed up at the location uh-huh. and then yours would come from the sky.
What?
And I was like, in my head, picturing that they would come from something super high up where I wouldn't be able to see where they were coming from.
Yeah.
They would just suddenly be floating down from the sky like a bunch of grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, with their own little mini parachutes.
Yeah. But really what it was a couple of people in like a fifth story walk up throwing sandwiches out of the window with your name on it, like 2 or 3 minutes apart. So it would be like one would come out. You'd see someone lean out of a window.
No.
Throw it. It did have a parachute. The parachute didn't always catch. And then it would say like Devin. And so we're all standing around looking at each other and we're like, who's Devin? Devin's like, Devin? Oh, I'm Devin. You hand him his sandwich. And then the rest of us just stood there and waited for someone to lean out a window and chuck a grilled cheese sandwich at us.
That's, oh, yeah. You were there when it happened.
Yeah, I got interviewed by the local news.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, I was a woman on the street.
Oh, I know mine.
What's yours?
I was there when it happened. I drove by the precinct where they arrested Harvey Weinstein, and he was inside, and all the press was outside, and I drove by.
Oh, look at that. that.
Yeah. I was there when it happened.
You were there when it happened. I'm trying to think of anything else.
By the way, I watched the Ronan Farrow, Harvey Weinstein sort of like podcast/documentary on HBO this weekend. And Harvey Weinstein, it made my stomach sick.
Oh, a monster. There are so many actresses that we were all like, why'd they stop acting? Where'd they go?
Yeah.
Turns out they were just blacklisted for so many years.
But Ronan Farrow, man, I am in love with him.
Isn't he allegedly Frank Sinatra's son?
Oh, I thought he was Woody Allen's son.
Well, look at picture. Okay, so this is like the theory, and I think he's already been like, I don't want to talk about it and whatever.
Yeah.
But if you Google image Ronan Farrow, do a side-by-side with him and Woody Allen, and then a side-by-side with him and Frank frickin' Sinatra.
Oh, yes, I see it. He's definitely Frank Sinatra's son. Without a doubt. Oh, my God. He's not related at all to Woody Allen. No.
No. Allegedly, no.
Oh, how cool is that? Frank Sinatra had his own issues.
Sure.
I mean, Hoboken loves Frank Sinatra.
Worshipping him.
And I think on more than one occasion, Frank Sinatra's like, I fucking hate Hoboken, New Jersey.
Isn't there like a Sinatra Boulevard or something in Hoboken?
There's all sorts of, there's a Sinatra Boulevard or something. There's also like a star on the sidewalk in front of the house that he was born in or something.
Does your hometown care that you're from there?
Absolutely not.
No, mine doesn't either.
No.
But mine... Mm-hmm. I will never be the native daughter of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. They have Bon Iver. That's all they want. That's all they care about. And they
really?
Will never care about me.
Oh.
Ever.
From Hackensack, New Jersey, the most famous person to come out of Hackensack ever used to be the people that sang the song, Celebrate Good Times, come on.
It's a celebration.
But now it's Barbie Ferreira, who is an amazing model and actress on the show Euphoria.
Then that's great. Hackensack's native daughter.
Barbie Ferreira.
Barbie Ferrara.
I can't believe you're from the same town as Bon Iver. That's so cool.
Shut up.